Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. While women are a powerhouse in the U.S. entrepreneurial marketplace and are launching businesses at a greater rate than men, however, this success story contains an Achilles heel. Women tend to secure funding at a lower rate than male-owned businesses and are often not as financially literate as they could be. Experienced financial advisor and social impact advocate for female entrepreneurial success, Alice Tang, a noted national speaker and mentor, will discuss the key things women business owners need to embrace for financial success. And Alice, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you for having me.
And Alice, really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out. So you've built a successful career, I understand, as a financial advisor and partner in a wealth management firm. What inspires you to focus specifically on women entrepreneurs?
Eric, I'd like to share three statistics. About half of the marriages in USA, in our country, end in separation and divorce. The average widow age is 55 years old. And then third, about 80% of widows who currently is living in poverty were not in poverty before their husband died. So what does all these statistics point to? It points to the fact that women need to be in charge of their money. Know that you are resilient no matter what is the key to happiness and success.
Well, the facts don't lie, and really great to focus in on the urgency here in these regards. Now, can you tell us what is the single most common financial mistake women and female business owners actually make?
Failing to understand the financial picture or even pay attention to the finance. Every entrepreneur has an idea, a very good idea that they will run with it. But not every one of them are interested or even paying attention of, you know, how money comes in and how money goes out. And I would assume everybody start a business, unless you're in a nonprofit, but still, you know, the folks need to be good. You're in business to make money, and there is no excuse not paying attention to the finance.
And this is so true for sure. Now, for a female entrepreneur just launching a business, is there a top tip you'd recommend for them as a smart financial move?
Well, for people who are contemplating or even starting, I like to bring them to the attention of the what if. We started a business, you started a business, and we don't expect the business to break even right away. And perhaps it takes a few months to a year to get to the break-even point. So between now and then, you may not have a paycheck, right? So the rainy day funds or some resource to lean on is important, because every day, otherwise, you're making a decision, should I continue or should I go to find a job? Should I continue? Should I go to find a job? And that really kills your dream. That is such a big distraction. And for those who have family members or, you know, have a partner or a significant other, I ask you to discuss your plan in details, especially how you expect money to come in with them, and get some alignment and agreement so that you got their support, because otherwise that role can be super lonely. And the last piece is I like to bring to my dad's experience. He was in a business of printing business, very capital intensive. He wants to pivot, but he can. So what he did was he moonlighted for a friend for 2 years to learn a new business, a new skill set, so that he can shorten the gap of not making money. And finally, he pivoted.
This is certainly some fantastic information and a wake-up call to our lady listeners for sure. Today we're joined by Alice Tang, a financial advisor and a social impact advocate for female entrepreneurs. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what about a more seasoned female entrepreneur? Is there a way to help them reboot their financial strategy if they've not been proactive or have made mistakes along the way?
First of all, I think give yourself grace when you make mistakes. It's behind you. It's in the back mirror, right, in the car. Look forward. But in looking forward, think about, you know, we are not good in everything. do something you're good at, that's, you know, building the business and your idea about the products and the services. But who else needs to be in your circle of advisors so that you don't need to know everything, but you have the right people to care about and update you about everything. And finance is the biggest item. Finance is known to be language of business. I don't know how intimidated or relaxed you are, but learn how to know and by asking questions. And nobody starts knowing everything the first day. The first place to go is go to your tax advisor, your bookkeeper, and asking what you think is the dumb question. Because the dumb question is not a dumb question if you are the business owner. They got to answer that. And through the learning process, I mean, you'll be able to build some idea about how the business is. The other part is cash flow is king. So just looking at the profit and loss statement is not going to help you to forecast cash flow. Cash flow will make or kill a business. So make sure we pay attention to the cash flow statement too.
Great advice. Fantastic. Thanks for that. Good stuff there. Now, as you know, and I don't even need to tell you, 2020 was a horrendous year globally. Do you have financial advice for entrepreneurs as they prepare for 2021?
Change is inevitable, and we used to say change and taxes, you know, is always there, right? It's for sure. But then last year, we added toilet paper just for some fun here. But the rainy day fund, no matter how successful you are or you just started, think about how you're going to pay your expenses in the next couple, 3 months. Should something change quickly? Just like the COVID, it changed the whole world right away, right? So you must know how to pay for your payroll, how to pay for the essential expenses so that you can stay afloat. And the other thing, similar to the last question, I say you surround yourself with a circle advisor and make sure you are a friend and have a good relationship with your banker, because you don't just go to your banker and when you need money. They need to know what's going on. You provide them with the information and the picture before you really need their help. Because, I mean, that's how they evaluate and approve loan for you if should you need to go there. And finally, having a mentor or a coach to talk about it, either a very experienced business owner friend that you have, or go find a very good coach. And there is plenty out there who can support you.
Certainly do appreciate your input and insight and information shared here today. And again, a wake-up call for the ladies tuning in today. If you've got your finances in order, you're certainly got your way ahead of the curve for sure. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could connect with you, Alice, and how they could get more information accordingly. Where's the best place to do so?
Please go to my website, AskAliceTang.com. Thank you, Eric.
And certainly our pleasure. Again, Alice, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was great to have you on today.
Thank you so much, Eric, for the time we spent together.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Alice Tang, a financial advisor and a social impact advocate for female entrepreneurs. And for further details, simply visit AskAliceTang.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.